بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Enmity of arrogant powers towards Iran originates from Leather's anti-arrogance and colonialist spirit. This is the part of a televised speech delivered on January 9, 2022 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the anniversary of an uprising by the people of Qom on January 9, 1978.
Fortunately, today, the thoughts and ideas of the pious, dedicated youth are wide-ranging. Fortunately, today we are witness to revolutionary, religious, blossoming, progressive ideas presented by a large number of the youth. On this basis, I wish to raise a number of points. There are many points to be raised, but one cannot speak at length about these points in these meetings. So I will only mention several of them. The first point is that, my dear ones, who hear these sentiments from this humble person, you should preserve religious zeal. You must preserve it. The factor that has saved the country in different times has been the religious zeal of the Iranian nation. It is religious zeal that turns threats into opportunities. An example of this was the imposed war, the 8-year sacred defense, which presented a great threat. But the religious zeal of the people, the religious zeal of the youth, the religious zeal of the fathers and mothers and wives caused our youth to go to the front lines. In that war that was truly global, and in which the US, the Soviet Union, NATO and the reactionary forces in the region those days had all joined hands to defeat Iran, bring Imam to his knees and annihilate the movement, it was religious zeal that defeated all of them. This achievement had its base in religious zeal. This was about the role of religious zeal during the sacred defense, but there were other events in subsequent years as well.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
In our own time, we can mention the martyrdom of our dear martyr, Martyr Soleimani. The martyrdom of Shahid Soleimani truly turned into a historic, astonishing event. No one thought that tragedy would achieve such greatness, and that God, the Exalted, would bless it in such a manner that it would be able to show the religious and revolutionary identity of the people to everyone in the world. The Iranian nation showed its identity and unity in the true sense of the word when they were carrying the coffin of Shahid Soleimani. Well, funerals were held for him in Tehran, in Kerman, in Tabriz, Mashhad, and various other cities in Iran. An enormous funeral was held for him in Iraq too. If that martyr's holy body had been taken to Syria and Lebanon, the same things would have happened there as well.
I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.